السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصلی علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللہم الہمنا مراشد امورنا واعصمنا من شرور انفسنا اما بعد. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الم یعنی للذین آمنوا ان تخشع قلوبهم لذکر اللہ وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are in the Islamic month of Rajab, then is Sha'ban, and the month of Ramzan is at our doorstep. The famous dua we read, we recite, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. We as Muslims, our iman is Allah sent us into this world to obey His commandments and follow the beautiful sunnah teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And life in this world is short. We all have to leave this world one day or the other. And sometimes children, babies are passing away. Sometimes young teenagers are passing away. And elderly and sickly also, who the signs of death are visible, they are also leaving us. And one day we will also have to leave this world. But in this short life, we have to do such good action that is pleasing to Allah, that is pleasing to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala through infinite mercy grant us all a respectable debt on iman. And we make dua, Allah give us debt on a Friday, while doing some good action that is beloved to Allah and beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala must protect us from the punishment of this world, punishment of the grave, the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. We are all insan, nobody is perfect. As human beings, what we read, what we speak, what we listen to, it comes to our heart and mind. And the value of anything that's in our heart and mind, to make sacrifice for it, it becomes easy. As humans, we all have some form of employment or business. And we know if we sacrifice and be in our business, whatever type of employment and job we have, at the end of the week or end of the month, we'll see some money. And with that money, we'll pay our expenses. And to earn our halal rozi is also a form of ibadat. We don't have the humiliation of asking people for zakat and handouts. And especially if you are married, you have wife, children, we have extra responsibilities, school fees, madrasa fees, medical expenses, rent, electricity, water. These are natural needs which every human have. And may Allah grant us plenty of halal, barakat wali rozi. Similarly, I have recited a verse of the Quran from Para 27, Surah Al-Hadid, ayat number 16 and 17. Allah Ta'ala is giving an address to mankind, and particular those mankind that are forgetful of the purpose of life in this world And they have been so forgetful that they are not reading the five time Farz Salah on the prescribed time. They are being so unmindful to Allah that they are reading a life of, there's no differentiate between halal and haram. They ended up doing haram and those actions that are prohibited in the Quran, those actions that are disliked by Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, adultery, zina, gambling, alcohol, etc., drugs, intoxicants. May Allah protect us from all those types of haram that is disliked by Allah. So let's go directly to the verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Hadid, para 27. Has the time not arrived for the hearts of the believers to submit to Allah's remembrance and the truth that has been revealed? Not become like those who were given the book before, after which a long period of time elapsed and their hearts hardened. A large number of them were sinners. When we hear verses of the Quran, it must make our hearts soft. When we hear about Jannah, paradise, have a desire of doing those actions that will take us to Jannah. And we hear of Jahannam, hellfire, have the fear of Allah that, Ya Allah, protect me from all those haram actions that will take us to Jahannam. And remember, whatever good action we do, we are doing for ourselves. We're not doing any Mawlana favor, or our Tablighi Jamaat brothers come for gush by our homes. We're not doing them a favor. We all doing a good to ourselves, because tomorrow when we die, we're going to go alone in the qabr. No Mawlana, no Imam, no pious personality will come in the grave with us. Each one have to answer for his own actions. So there's an incident here. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah once entered the masjid, where he found some Sahaba radiallahu anha laughing in the masjid in the house of Allah. As Rasulullah moved his shawl from his face, it was noticed that the face of Rasulullah was reddening. And he said, are you laughing when your Rabb has not yet revealed a surety that you are forgiven? You should therefore not waste your time laughing and jostling. Concerning your laughing and joking, especially in the masjid, Allah has revealed this verse. Has the time not arrived for the hearts of the believers to submit to Allah's remembrance and to the truth, the Quran, that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? One is, we must understand we are not Muslim for the seasons and for the days, like how you get the summer fruits and the winter citrus fruits, etc. The moment the summer season is finished, the mangoes, watermelon, etc. also disappears. And when the winter season comes, the citrus, the orange, lemon, etc. And when the winter season goes, the citrus fruits also goes. We are Muslims every day of our life. And every night is a big night for us. Every day is a big day for us. We know 15th night of Sha'ban is an auspicious night. You know, the month of Ramzan, we fast during the day, we read Tarawih at night. It's a month of reciting the Quran. And we see Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 odd nights of Ramzan. And must not happen that when Ramzan is over, we go back to our evil ways and end up doing haram. But the thing that will prevent us from going towards haram is remembrance of death. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Each one of us are going to taste death. And Rasulullah said, aqsiru zikra hazim al lazat. That remember death that is going to come. And if you intend to do something haram, think, what will happen if I die in the lap of a prostitute? What if we die in a casino, in a cinema, nightclub, or in a pub drinking alcohol? What a disgrace it will be. If we want a respectful death of Iman, so frequent the masjids. One is, be regular with our Farz Salah. Come few minutes before Azan, stay few minutes later after the Farz Salah, recite some Quran, take the Tasbih, and make Zikrullah. And certain good actions are so simple. And the virtues of Zikrullah are recited. This verse makes it clear that the people of Iman should devote themselves to Allah's zikr, recitation of the glorious Quran, and understanding the advices of the Quran. Iman will be strengthened when the heart submits to Allah's zikr and to the recitation of the Quran. When this is absent, when people do not read the Faraz Salah, not recite Zikrullah, do not recite Quran, the heart begins to harden. As the heart hardens, a person becomes more inclined towards the world and loses concern for the life after death, Akhirah. The person will then complete 2 rakat salah in less than 1 minute, all the while thinking about his worldly activities instead of concentrating on his salah. We must do our duty with beauty. The gift of Mi'raj was the 5 faraz salah. And inna ma'al usr yusra, after every difficulty, Allah give us ease. Our beloved Rasulullah went to the journey of Ta'if. And the people of Ta'if ill-treated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used abusive language and they even threw stones on the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu. The feet was clogged with blood. Allah sent an angel to tell Rasulullah, if you want, we can take this mountain and crush it on the people of Ta'if for ill-treating you. Nabi sallallahu mentioned, I am a Nabi of Rahmah and mercy. I have sent to take people to Jannah, paradise. I have not come to curse people and send them to Jahannam. And through the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah, the people of Ta'if, their progeny accepted Islam. Now after the difficulty Nabi sallallahu went through Ta'if, where he faced humiliation outwardly in the world, Allah honored Rasulullah with the incident of Mi'raj. And Allah says, Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina. The pure Allah, with a buraq in one night, he took Rasulullah, the humble servant of Allah, from Makkah Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa and then to the 7 heavens. And Allah gave Rasulullah the gift of salah. 50 salah was made compulsory. And Nabi said, Nabi Musa alayhi salam on his way. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, 50 salah is too much. Try Allah Ta'ala to reduce it. And Allah reduced it until it came to 5. But Allah is so merciful. Manja bil hasanati falahu ashru amsalihah. You do one good deed, Allah will multiply 10 times. So try to read our salah with jama'ah. For 40 days with salat with jama'ah, make our iman sincere and protect us from disobedience. There's an incident of a very famous muhaddith, Hadith Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullah alayh. Before coming a great scholar of hadith and fiqh and Quran, he was a highway robber. And during those days, the roads were simple, the homes were small, close, nearby. So because he was a gangster, people used to fight for him. He was a very good fighter and he had a gang of robbers with him with the best of arms of the time. So one day he was going to visit his girlfriend, whether it was an immoral woman or whether he made nikah with that woman, Allah knows best. Now, when he was going to visit his girlfriend, he had to scale the wall of somebody's house to reach that immoral girlfriend that he had. So one day while he was scaling that wall, somebody recited this ayat of the Quran. He knew Arabic. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Have not the time come for you to fear the azab of Jahannam, the fear of the punishment of Allah if you die committing zina? Have the time not come? This Quran ayat affected his heart. And he straightaway left, intending going towards haram. Instead of scaling the fence, he came back out of the wall. And in that town, there was a building that was a little bit dilapidated. It was catering for travelers. And travelers, while traveling, there was no hotels that time and guest houses. So he said, let me go to that place where there's a group of travelers. While sitting there, he's overhearing the conversation of the robbers. The robbers are saying, there's one person by the name of Fuzail, he's a highway robber. And if we travel in the night, he'll come with a gang and rob us of our valuables. And Fuzail is listening when the people are talking about him. The moment he heard that, he said, imagine how the people are thinking about him, which is true also. Immediately he left that town and he traveled to the city of Makkah, Medina. And he went there, he made tawbah, istighfar. And he sat in the company of the great ulama and muhaddis and mufassir of the Quran of that time. And he became an alim of deen. And after a few years of studying, he started giving advices, lectures on hadith and Quran. Today also the very same Quran is with us. Allah is waiting to forgive our sins. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. And another good quality of the believers is innal musaddiqina wal musaddiqati wa aqradu Allah qardan hasanay yudha'afu lahum wa lahum ajrun kareem. والذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله أولئك هم الصديقون والشهداء عند ربهم لهم أجرهم ونورهم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. Verily Allah Ta'ala shall multiply the rewards of those men who give charity, those women who give charity, and those who give Allah a beautiful loan. There shall be a bounteous reward. Those who believe in Allah and His messengers are extremely true servants of Allah. The martyrs shall be near their Rabb, where they shall have the reward and light. Those who disbelieve and deny our signs will be the dwellers of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. One is to give our lillah donation to the masjid madrasas. We give our zakah charities to welfare organization for the orphans, widows, etc. We must continue giving. And those martyrs who give their life in protecting Masjid al-Aqsa, protecting every masjid of the world, wherever the mujahideen are sacrificing their lives, Allah has prepared beautiful Jannah for them. I read a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dabba ilaykum da'u al-umami qablakum, al-hasadu wal-baghdaw hi al-halika. لا أقول تحلق الشر ولكن تحلق الدين. Our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned there were major sins that destroyed the people before us. One is the outward sin, somebody drinking alcohol, going to a prostitute, going to a cinema, that all we can see, drinking alcohol we can see. But the sins of the heart, pride, arrogance, jealousy, hatred, malice. Allah is the control of everything. If a BM or Mercedes is not written in your taqdeer, it was the decision of Allah. If Allah wants you to drive a second-hand car, be happy with it. If Allah decides the next person drive the latest luxury vehicle, it was the decision of Allah. But what must make us happy is the day the males read the 5-time salah with jama'ah, the day you had tawfiq of reciting Quran, the day you had tawfiq of reciting zikrullah, the day you had tawfiq of giving some charity, the day you are of assistance to somebody, those good actions must make us happy. And sins and disobedience of Allah must make us sad. May Allah grant us such wonderful qualities.